We'd like to talk to some local dignitaries.
Yes,
while
community
we're in town.
Leaders.
Yes.
While we're celebrating Fitchburg, of course, we have to invite Mayor Richardson to the show. Good morning, Mayor Aaron Richardson.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Do you normally have to get up this early for mayor business?
Not for mayor business.
Mayor business didn't really start till noon, right?
Maybe 1 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, I like that. That's kind of mayor gig I could get into.
Tell us something about Fitchburg that most people might not know.
I think one thing that people don't realize is that we're one of the most diverse communities in the state, actually. About a third of our residents are minorities.
Really? And now you're kind of a newer mayor, too.
I'll say, Fitchburg's a large area. It's much bigger than you think it is, actually.
What's the population? Do you know?
About 30,000 people.
What?
Yeah, I mean, figure Madison's, what, about 250, 300, whatever, and 30,000 right there. Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
Mayor Richardson, since you've been mayor since April, what's a highlight that you've already seen in these last several months?
Oh, there's a lot of highlights. The people are so great. I think one of the things that we just did.
Yes, woo!
9797 lives in Fitchburg, yes.
That's great.
You know, for me, it's really trying to have more opportunities for people to get together and to celebrate Fitchburg, because we don't have a school system, so you don't have that sense of community that you do in other communities. So we're doing things like bringing people together to just celebrate some of the people, like a pro mega, like Jeannie Sealing, our second mayor ever, who really did a lot in the city.
Now, something that also you may not know about Fitchburg that I do know, because we discussed this on the show a few years ago, and maybe something you can get done in Fitchburg. Steph, did you know Fitchburg doesn't have a main street?
A main street?
Every other town in the world, a population of 30,000 people and no main street. I can't think of any other town that does not have a main street. There's no main street
in Fitchburg. I
thought it was
called PD.
Yeah, I think it is, but still, I think you guys need to. A lot of construction been going on. Fitchburg's growing. I think eventually you need to rip a main street down through there. You guys got to get one of those.
We can look at that. We have a lot of main streets.
Well, yes, you do. We have a lot of main thoroughfares. Yeah.
Yes, that's great. Well, thank you so much for your time today. And like you were saying, getting together and celebrating the community, that's what Hole in the Wall Tour is all about. So we're glad you could be part of it, eating breakfast with everybody here in Fitchburg, and we still have some free breakfast to go.
Absolutely. So come on out to Monkey Shines. We're here till 9 o'clock. Still some free breakfast left. Coming up next, we're going to play a round of Can't Beat Steph for $90.
Woo!
And Steph has admitted several times, she's knocked down a notch. Normally,
yes,
she's
I
an
am.
11. She's a solid 7.5
yes.
today, I think. So you got a chance to beat her. And I gave you 2 free answers yesterday on Cora's Cheat Sheet. So don't forget to remember those. So coming up in a few minutes, Can't Beat Steph, presented by St. Vincent de Paul. And we're out here for Jackson and Steph's Hole in the Wall at Monkey Shines, presented by Bergstrom Chevy.